Welcome to An Encouraged Heart. This is Cynthia, and thank you for joining me for Bible study. Currently, we are studying Jesus, listening for his voice. This study covers Mark chapter 7 through 13 and is a continuation of the previous study, Jesus experiencing his touch. And that study covers Mark chapters 1 through 6. If you are new to my podcast, I encourage you to go back and listen to not only the last Bible study, but several others that I hope will be a blessing to you. And just so you know, you can find the following Bible studies on my podcast: Living Victoriously in Difficult Times, Being a Disciple, Counting the Real Cost, Loving God and Others, The Heart of True Faith, and Jesus Experiencing His Touch. You can purchase any one of the Bible study workbooks by simply going online to Precept Ministries. The books are part of Precept's 40-minute Bible study series. I have included a link to their website in the description section of each episode. Also, you will notice as I read through the text, I will ask you to mark keywords and phrases. This method of Bible study allows us to carefully observe the text so that we can more effectively understand and interpret God's Word. And now, please open your Bibles and join me in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for being with us as we have come together to study your word. Continue to transform our hearts and minds. Help us to walk in obedience according to your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this is the very last episode for the Bible study, Jesus Listening for His Voice. And we're going to conclude with Mark chapter 13, verses 28 through 37. For those of you who have the workbook, please turn to page 95. Otherwise, please open your Bibles again to Mark chapter 13, verses 28 through 37. In the observation section, it tells us to circle all references to time, put a box around every use of the word you, mark every reference to Jesus, including pronouns and synonyms that refer to him, of course, with a cross. And we're going to put a check mark over every admonition to be on the alert. Okay? So, Mark 13, 28 through 37. It says, "Now learn the parable from the fig tree, circle now, when its branch has already become tender and puts forth its leaves, circle when you know that summer is near." Please put a box around the word you and circle the phrase summer is near. The next verse, "Even so, you too, when you see these things happening, put a box around you and you, circle when. Recognize that he is near, right at the door," mark he for Jesus. "Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place." Mark I for Jesus there, mark you, and mark until. "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." Mark my for Jesus, the next verse. "But of that day or hour, no one knows." Again, "but of that day or hour, no one knows." So circle that phrase, day or hour. "Not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but the Father alone." Mark Son for Jesus. "Take heed, keep on the alert." So put a check mark above the word alert. "For you do not know when the appointed time will come." Box the word you, circle when. You can circle the phrase appointed time. Continuing, "It is like a man away on a journey, who upon leaving his house and putting his slaves in charge, assigning to each one his task, also commanded the doorkeeper to stay on the alert." So put a check mark above the word alert. "Therefore, be on the alert," mark alert again, or the phrase "be on the alert," "for you do not know when the master of the house is coming." Put a box around you, circle when. whether in the evening, at midnight, or when the rooster crows are in the morning. So circle the time periods there, which would be evening, circle midnight as well. You can circle the phrase when the rooster crows, and so you can circle also the word morning. In case he should come suddenly and find you asleep, circle suddenly, mark you. And the last verse, what I say to you, I say to all, be on the alert. So there, of course, mark I and I for Jesus, box the word you, and be on the alert. Please put a check mark there. Okay? And I will reread the text without interruption. And it says, now learn the parable from the fig tree when its branch has already become tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. Even so, you too, when you see these things happening, recognize that he is near, right at the door. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But of that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but the Father alone. Take heed, keep on the alert, for you do not know when the appointed time will come. It is like a man away on a journey, who upon leaving his house and putting his slaves in charge, assigning to each one his task, also commanded the doorkeeper to stay on the alert. Therefore, be on the alert, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming, whether in the evening, at midnight, or when the rooster crows, or in the morning, in case he should come suddenly and find you asleep. What I say to you, I say to all, be on the alert. These are the words of Jesus. Okay, so we have several questions to address, and the questions are very much related. So as I give you my response, you may hear some repetition from one question's response to the next. So keep that in mind, please. The first question says, what do you learn from marking the word you? The first thing I noticed when his followers began to see these things, all that Jesus is predicting, we will know that his return, his second coming, is drawing near. Also, it tells us that the generation living during this time period will not pass away until all these things that he has predicted will take place. However, no man will know the exact time when these things will happen. Jesus states numerous times, of course, to be on the alert, to take heed. He wanted his listeners to be ready for his return, to be alert and recognize the signs that indicate that he is right at the door. And we saw that, of course, in verse 29. Again, we can be encouraged that as these things happen, we know that our Savior Jesus, again, his return is near. The next question says, summarize what Jesus wanted his listeners to know about the future and how he instructed them to prepare. Again, Jesus wanted his believers to know what was to come. It also emphasized in verse 31, but his words will remain. We can trust in his words. We can trust in him. We know that our Lord is trustworthy. And I'm going to reread those verses quickly. It says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But of that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but the Father alone. Take heed, keep on the alert, for you do not know when the appointed time will come. And here we know that we cannot be complacent because, again, we do not know the appointed time of his return. We must be ready. And the last question says, what you have just observed in Mark 13 may leave you with many questions, as prophecy passages often do. Even so, what application, if any, can you find in these words of Jesus for your life today? Again, we can trust in the words of Jesus, for they will remain even after heaven and earth pass away. We are commanded to be on the alert, to be ready for his return when we see these things happening. And verse 37, the very last verse in that passage says, "What I say to you, I say to all, be on the alert." So we are to faithfully walk with him. And also, the writers of this Bible study made a notation here. It says, if you would like to pursue the study of prophecy in a 40-minute Bible study, we recommend the Bible study, Discovering What the Future Holds by Kay Author and Dr. George Huber. It says here, if you want to go still deeper, consider our precept courses on Daniel, 2 Thessalonians, and Revelation in that order. Okay, so that's a recommendation there for those who would like to study prophecy much deeper. And last but not least, I'd like to share with you the wrap it up. Life can be so very frustrating, frightening, seemingly futile, unjust, unfair, unending. Will things never change? Will there forever be wars, rumors of wars, calamity, catastrophe, inhumanity? Oh no, the Son of Man will come with great power and glory to rule the world in righteousness and justice. As you just read, his coming, though yet future, is certain. Jesus told you what will precede his return, so be on the alert. Listen to Jesus, the Son of God, the Son of Man, the Son of David. Not one of his words will fail. He is the Word. Amen. I pray that our study of Jesus listening for his voice has been a blessing to you. If it has, please share the podcast with a friend. Also, I would like to invite you to join me for the next Bible study, which is called Jesus Understanding His Death and Resurrection. This study covers the last three chapters of the book of Mark. You can purchase the Bible study workbook through Precept Ministries International. For those of you who are new listeners, you can find An Encouraged Heart on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, and several other media platforms. You can even ask Alexa to play An Encouraged Heart on Apple Podcast. Take care, and I look forward to you joining me next time. God bless.